And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from Veral Dana. The sun is shining, and you know what that means. It's time to send out the reminder emails to employees about appropriate and inappropriate office attire. While summertime appears to be the period in which we experience the highest rate of dress code violations, it's not the only time. Instituting and maintaining a dress code policy is the first step, but keeping up on enforcement is always important. Employees who push the envelope without ramifications will serve as a model, and you will soon find yourself with an ineffective dress code policy. Remember the importance of gender neutrality in instituting restrictions and the importance of tying the restrictions to the job or business. Further, remember that there may be situations where not enforcing a dress code provision could serve as a reasonable accommodation for a disability. These types of situations should not be overlooked. Contact a member of Veral Dana's Labor and Employment Practice Group if you'd like to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.